Title: Phil Saturate Lab, with modern punch and vintage soul in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Advanced. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing an advanced, very practical jungle and raggle-leaning drum and bass session in Ableton Live 12, and the whole mission is this. Your fills are going to hit like modern, clean, transient forward DNB but still carry that vintage, slightly printed, sound system soul. Because in jungle, the fill isn't decoration, the fill is a moment. It's the cue that says new phrase, rewind energy, bigger section incoming. So instead of wrecking your entire drum mix with distortion, we're going to build a dedicated fill bus that you can push hard, resample, and chop like the classic workflow, while your main break stays stable and mix ready. Before we touch a device, quick mindset, decide what your fill is for. If it's a reset fill, it clears space and lands you on bar 1. That wants short tails, strong high-pass filtering and often a hard stop. If it's a hype fill, that's the ragga call and response zone. You want mid-range bite, quick echo throws and clean placement. If it's a transition, fill into a new bass or section, then you can allow a little motion and texture tail, but you have to duck it under the downbeat so the drop still feels unarguable. Cool. Let's set the session so the fills land like jungle. Set your tempo around 165 to 172. If you want the sweet spot, 168 to 170 just feels right for old school energy with modern clarity. Now groove. If you've got a break you love, right-click the break clip, extract groove, and apply it lightly to your hats and percussion. Keep it subtle, like 10 to 25%. You're not trying to make it drunk, you're trying to make it human. And phrasing. Think in 32-bar blocks. Put small fills around bar 8. Medium fills around bar 16, and the big turnaround at bar 32. That structure alone will make your track feel like it's driving forward. Now step 1. Build your drum core first. The rule is simple. Stable groove first, chaos later. Make a drums group. Inside, do 2 layers. Layer 1 is your break, amen, think, hot pants, whatever you're working with. Layer 2 is punch reinforcement, a clean kick and snare, tight and short, on the break track. Keep it stock and clean. Start with EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz, 12 dB per octave. You're not removing weight, you're removing useless sub-rumble. If it's boxy, do a gentle dip around 250 to 400 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB medium Q. Then drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Boom at 0 to 10, and be careful. If you plan a heavy sub-bass later, don't manufacture low-end here. It gets messy fast. Transients. Plus 5 to plus 20 to pull the snap forward. Then glue compressor ratio 2 to 1. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Just enough to feel like the break is held together. On your punch layer, keep it tight. This is jungle, it's fast. If your kick or snare has long tails, shorten them with a gate, or use simpler and reduce the decay. The goal is reinforcement, not a second drummer stepping on the break. Now step 2. Create the dedicated fill bus. This is the secret weapon. Add a return track and name it fill bus. From your drums group, and also from your ragga vocals or FX tracks, you're going to send into this return. Start your send levels low, like minus 18 to minus 12 dB. Fills spike quickly, and if you start hot, you'll end up fighting distortion you didn't intend. On the fill bus return, drop an audio effect rack and name it fill rack. We're going to build 3 chains, modern punch, vintage grit, and dub space. Before the chains, here's a coach move that saves you every time. Put a utility at the very top of the rack. This is your send trim. Pull it down so the rack has headroom, because you're about to drive saturation and compression. If the input is already clipping, you're not choosing the sound anymore. You're just surviving it. Now chain A, modern punch. This is controlled aggression. Clean edges, modern snap. First device, saturator. Mode on soft clip. Drive around plus 3 to plus 8 dB. Turn on DC filter if you want it extra tidy. Then output down to level match. Always level match, because louder always sounds better, even when it's worse. Next, drum bus. Drive 5 to 20%. Crunch 0 to 20. Transients plus 10 to plus 30. This is the front of the note excitement. Then a limiter, ceiling around minus 0.8 dB, and treat it like a safety net. If you're slamming it, back up. Quick teacher note, distortion before transient shaping gives you a rounder, older impact, distortion after transient shaping gives you a sharper, modern click. So later, will a slash be swapping the order of saturator and drum boss and resample both. Amen often likes a bit of pre-rounding. Think often likes post-bite. There's no rule, but there is a right answer for the loop you're using. Chain B, vintage drit. This is the printed feeling. Density, warmth, attitude. Start with Roar and Lev 12. Pick a warm model, tubish or tapish. Keep drive light to medium. We're after harmonic thickening, not a fuzz guitar. If the top gets fizzy, low pass around 10 to 14 kHz. Then glue compressor, ratio 4 to 1. Attack 10 milliseconds, so the crack still gets through. Release 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, or auto if it breathes nicely. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. This is where the soul comes from. It starts to feel like it's been committed to a medium. Then EQ 8. High pass around 60 to 90 Hz, because fills should not wreck your sub. And if you need presence, a gentle boost around 1.5 to 3 kHz. Optional but powerful. If you want that system-friendly speaker bark, after distortion, do a narrowish boost somewhere between about 850 Hz and 1.6 kHz. If it gets painful, dip a little around 3.5 to 5 kHz. That mid-range bark is what reads on small speakers while still feeling old-school. Chain C. Dubspace. This is the ragga throw, the atmosphere that appears and disappears, not a constant wash. Start with echo. Set time to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback 25 to 45%. Filter hard. High pass 250 to 500 Hz. Low pass 4 to 8 kHz. That filtering is everything. It keeps the echo from turning your mix into soup. Add reverb after. Decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. High cut 5 to 8 kHz. Then auto filter at the end. And we'll map it so you can sweep the throw and make it feel dubby without getting loud. If you want a little lo-fi haze, put redox only on this dub space chain, not on the whole fill bus. Subtle downsample. Then filter it. That gives you vintage air in the throw while the punched chain stays sharp. Now step 3. Macro control. This is where it becomes playable. Map the important stuff to macros so you can perform fills like an engineer. Macro 1. Punch amount. Map saturator drive and drum bus transients. Macro 2. Grid amount. Map roar drive and either glue threshold or makeup gain carefully. Macro 3. Dub throw. Map echo dry slash wet and reverb dry slash wet. Macro 4. Fill high pass. This is crucial. Map an EQ 8 high pass on the rack output so you can instantly make the fill sub safe. Macro 5. Clip level. Map the rack output gain or saturator output so you can level match fast. Macro 6. Stereo spread. Put a utility at the end of the rack, and map width. Fills can be wider than the main groove, but protect the low end. Advanced but highly recommended. Do a side-only low cut on the fill bus. Put EQ8 in M/S mode. On the side channel, high pass around 120 to 200 Hz. Now your fills can feel wide, but the center stays weighty and consistent. That's how you get excitement without the low end wandering. Also, add a second utility at the very end as your print level. So top utility is send trim, bottom utility is print level. When you slash B the rack on and off, you can keep perceived loudness similar and make real decisions. Now step 4, resampling. This is the authentic jungle workflow and it's still the fastest way to get that chopped energy. Create a new audio track called Fill Resample. Set its input to resampling. Arm it. Loop a section. Now, while it plays, you perform. You ride the sends into the fill bus, and you move your macros. You're basically playing the mix, recording a fill performance. Once you've recorded, chop that audio into fill candidates, half beat, one beat, two beat. Use warp mode beats, preserve transients, transient loop set to forward, envelope short. We want tight. Now classic jungle edits you should try immediately. Reverse the last snare hit of the fill. Add a tiny fade in so it swells instead of clicking. Do a 1/16th stutter for a single slice, then slam back to the downbeat. Pitch one chop down 2 to 5 semitones for dub weight. Create a ghost pre-echo by duplicating a hit 1/16th earlier at low volume. And here's the unsexy detail that separates pro edits from clicky mess. Micro fades. Put 2 to 8 milliseconds of fade on chops, especially on reversed hits. That keeps aggression, removes ticks. If you want a resampled tape stop without plugins, print the fill, then in clip view automate transpose down over the last 1/8 to quarter beat. Add a short reverb tail before the stop so it smears like old recordings. Now step 5. Ragga elements. Vocal hype fills that don't clutter. Treat ragga chops like percussion. They live in the gaps. Put your vocals into simpler in slice mode. Assign slices to MIDI notes or pads. Route the vocal track to the fill bus, but only on fill moments. This is huge. Keep the main phrases cleaner, then automate send jumps at bar endings. For vocal processing, EQ 8 first, High pass 120 to 200 HC, dip harshness around 3 to 5 kHC if it's biting. Then saturator, soft clip. Drive plus 2 to plus 6. Then gate to tighten tails. You can even sidechain the gate from drums so the vocal snaps shut when the groove hits. Then send a bit to the dub space chain for classic echo throws. Placement ideas that scream jungle. A quick come again or rewind one shot right before the drop. Microchopped syllables on a 16th grid answering a snare fill. Pitch a vocal chop down and layer it under the snare to get that ragga snarl without adding another snare sample. Now step 6. Arrangement. Where fills hit hardest. Use fills to announce structure, not to show off randomness. Here's a solid 32-bar template. Bars 1 to 8. Establish groove. Minimal fills. Bar 8. Half beat mini fill. Tiny stutter, quick clip. Get out. Bars 9 to 16. Add hats variation. A couple ragga chops. Bar 16. 1 beat fill. Resampled break chop plus a vocal throw. Bars 17 to 32. Bass variation. Extra percussion. Bar 32. 2 beat signature fill. Big turnaround into the next section. And the key technique. Automate the fill bus, send more than the devices. Keep the main drums consistent. Let the bus create excitement. That's how you stay mix ready while still getting those violent moments. Now common mistakes and how to fix them quickly. If you're oversaturating the low end, high pass the fill bus around 60 to 100 HC. Or use that side-only low cut so your width doesn't mess with your sub. If fills are louder than the drop, level match after saturation and roar. Use meters, not vibes. Also do the downbeat protection move. Automate the fill bus return to dip 1 to 2 dB right on bar 1. It's subtle, but the drop becomes undeniable. If you've got too much reverb and echo, filter the delays hard and automate throws only. Dub space is an accent, not a bath. If your transients died, slow the attack on glue. Reduce gain reduction. Let the crack through. If the fills feel random, make sure they lead to beat 1. End with a clear landing pad, a snare hit, a reversed swell, or even a tight stop. Now, advanced variation ideas you can use to level up. Try the dual time illusion. In the last bar before a drop, tease halftime by emphasizing a snare on beat 3 only, while your main break stays full time. Process that bar harder on the fill bus. This audio version is shortened for playback.